name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a spiritism game in which a coin or cup is placed on a board where there are letters of the alphabet and where the players put their fingers, asking questions to a deceased person about something they want to know. It is a dangerous game because those who answer are demons who try to deceive and harm those who approach them. In fact, it is known that many of these players who are in their youth, who do so out of curiosity, are negatively affected by psychological problems. They have even interviewed many people on television who have played this game with disastrous consequences in their lives. There was a woman who had not been able to sleep for 3 years because she played the Ouija board several times with her friends and something bad had stuck to her. The spirit of a recently deceased professor appeared and told her that she would die in a plane crash. The tragedy was that she had to take a plane to visit her parents. Naturally, she was terrified at the idea of it, but after the exorcist performed an exorcism on her, she lost her fear and took the plane without any problems. Another case is of a woman of Jewish origin who had participated in a session with the Ouija board in her youth. She was deeply affected by nightmares about deceased spirits for more than 2 years, but the exorcism cured her. Let's look at other cases. Giovanni was a young Italian, the son of a lawyer from Catania, who did not believe that two of his friends said that spirits existed and that he could communicate with them through spiritism sessions. They invited him to a session to convince him, and Giovanni accepted as a challenge. As the three of them sat at a table, they called a spirit and began to ask it questions using the Ouija board. They continued like this for a few months until one day Giovanni thought, "What if, instead of being a good spirit, he is the devil?" One afternoon during the session, Giovanni put a picture of the heart of Jesus on the table and asked the spirit, "Do you love him?" The spirit did not respond. Then Giovanni in fear said, "Get out of here." But the spirit responded immediately, "I will not go, you belong to me." They told him, "We will never call you again." And the spirit replied, "You be damned, damned forever." From that day on, Giovanni began to have serious nervous problems for several months, and one of the other two friends had to undergo psychiatric treatment. Meanwhile, Giovanni's mother, who knew nothing of all this, one day saw a monster in her house. She screamed. They called Father Bamante, who told Giovanni that he would never attend spiritism sessions again, and that everyone should live in God's grace and go to confession and communion frequently. They all confessed, received communion, and the priest blessed the house. And since then, everything disappeared. Another case. In 1992, I was in the military in Caserta. From August 8th to 23rd, they sent me to a course in Rome. One day, just to pass the time, two soldiers invited me to a spiritism session with the Ouija board. When it was time to go to dinner, they locked the room, and when we returned, we saw a disconcerting sight. The letters of the alphabet and the glass cup were in place, but there were many things lying on the floor as if someone had entered and had thrown everything on the floor in a bad way. They wanted to make the spirit leave, whom they had called and left without saying goodbye before going to dinner. But the spirit said that he did not want to leave, that he wanted to have fun, and that no one should move from that room because he would regret it. We all felt fear. They invited the spirit to leave in a good manner, but the spirit did not want to leave and threatened that no one should leave. We had to leave out of obligation at the time of control, but when we returned again, all the things appeared on the ground like the first time. Then they asked the spirit if he was a good soul, and the spirit said, "Where I come from, only one is stronger. Only Lucifer is above me." We realized that we were dealing with a high-ranking demon. After some questions, as the spirit did not want to leave and was threatening us, someone said, "Let us pray." At that moment, the glass cup began to spin vertiginously until after an hour and a half it stopped, and we felt that it was gone. We felt happy, we hugged each other, we burned the cardboard of the letters, we broke the glass cup, and we promised never again in our lives to do a spiritism session with the Ouija board again. Another case. A few months ago, in a lonely moment, I tried to get in touch with the life after death. A friend told me that I could do it through automatic writing, also called psychography or spirit writing. I started the experiment with the Ouija board. After 3 or 4 times, the glass cup began to move, and so I began the first dialogues with a spirit that I believed was indeed a good spirit. After some time, I did automatic writing practice and wrote hundreds of pages. That spirit told me beautiful things with words of love, and little by little, it induced me to do certain things. Then I started to feel scared. I tried not to communicate anymore, but I was not free. The spirit spoke to me and sang to me day and night. I had stomach aches and headaches. I could not sleep. One night, I had a possession crisis, which left me crazy. That voice was leading me to take my own life. The spirit would tell me, "Take your own life to join me and everything will be wonderful." At that moment, I had the courage to look for a priest, who made me understand that this spirit was a demon. And now I am totally free. Another case. A few years ago, with a group of friends, we began to play the Ouija board with a coin and a cardboard with the letters of the alphabet. It was for us like a diversion, harmless. I attended only one day, but in the following days, I began to feel a strange nervousness for no apparent reason, and I felt emotional instability. I lost interest in things, and nothing worked out for me. I fell into depression and began to feel impulses within me to do things that were not normal for me. It was like a dissociation of the personality, as if there were another person in me, to the point that I, who am a doctor, believed that I was schizophrenic. Sometimes I had a strong desire to take my own life, so I had to stop working for a while and tell my mother not to leave me alone because I felt these impulses. One day I went to visit a priest and he invited me to pray with him. After the prayer, I felt a little better. I was invited to attend the Life in the Spirit seminars with the Charismatic Renewal, which are a series of talks presenting a way to renew the power of the Holy Spirit that we received in the sacraments of baptism and confirmation. When I arrived, I had a very strong desire to run away from the seminars, but the people who were with me told me that I should resist that urge. After a few minutes, I fell out of my chair and an evil spirit manifested itself in me. Everyone, in union with the priest, prayed for my deliverance, and thus began my path towards the light, understanding that all my ills had originated in that Ouija board session. Attendance at Mass, daily recitation of the Rosary, prayers of deliverance, and frequent Eucharistic adoration freed me from the power of the evil one, and I am now fully free by the power of God. For all this, it is better not to play with fire than to burn yourself. Better to be safe than sorry. All exorcists, without exception, say in their books from their own experience that getting the Virgin Mary involved is fundamental in cases of exorcisms, especially in the most difficult ones. The power of the Virgin Mary over the devil comes from ancient times. That is why in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "She will crush your head." Some theologians say that the rebellion against God was precisely because they had to accept Jesus as God, being at the same time man, and above all, because they had to be less than Mary, a simple human creature, inferior to them in nature. In fact, the Virgin Mary is the terror of the demons, and it is enough to pronounce her name, and with the name of Jesus, to make the demons flee in terror. When the Holy Rosary is said, the demons manifest themselves with violence, as if the Rosary were doing to them great harm. For this reason, normally in all exorcisms, it is very important to begin with the recitation of the Holy Rosary. Saint Luigi Orioni told the members of the congregation on December 4, 1973, the following. "We are in the novena of the Immaculate Conception. The privilege of the Immaculate Conception is so great that this privilege has unleashed immense anger and hatred in the devil. For this reason, when you want to know if a person is possessed by the devil, an easy way is to make him repeat, 'O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you.' The possessed say the Glory Be, they also can say the Hail Mary, but they do not want to repeat this ejaculatory prayer. When I was in America, one day a doctor came, president of the major hospital in Buenos Aires, highly esteemed among all the doctors in the main city, and he told me, 'I have a demonized daughter, do me the charity of exorcising her. His daughter was truly demonized. She spoke in different languages, which she had never studied, and had a strong male voice. The bishop gave me the permission to do the exorcism. I went to the chosen chapel and began the exorcism. The girl ran between the benches like a snake. She passed between the benches quickly, but she could not get out because the doors were closed. They tied her up, and it was not possible for me to make her say, "O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you." The possessed woman said some letters, vid, out, urs, but she did not repeat the entire ejaculatory prayer. At last, our dear Jesus released her. I did another exorcism on a novice converted from Protestantism. Some nuns came to tell me that she was demonized. She received communion every morning, and the devil forced her to throw the Holy Host in an indecent place. When I poured holy water on her, she screamed as if I was pouring molten lead onto her. Nor could I make her repeat the ejaculatory prayer of the Virgin Mary. Therefore, to all the priests, if they are called to do exorcisms, I give them a clear signal to recognize whether or not the persons are demonized, as it could be hysteria, or strange nervous phenomena, or diseases that may occur, which science can explain and sometimes cure. The signal is, if the person repeats the ejaculatory prayer, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you," rest assured the person is not possessed. The person has a disease, but if the person does not repeat it, be sure that the devil has taken over his body. There are other signs, like speaking in strange languages, knowing things from a distance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.